Pop Talk and Aliens, the William Clear Podcast.
And there she is, flying in on the wings of angels, so say we all. I am William Clear, this is Pop Talk and Aliens, and it is a podcast, and it is somewhat of an emergency podcast, because it is July 25th, 2020, and yesterday, but 24 hours ago, some shit was said that has changed the game completely in the world of UFOs. It has changed the game completely in the world. And there is so much going on right now in this world that it is hard to stop for a normal person and say, wait, what is this about the UFOs? Let me stop and look at that. There's just, you know, there's shit. It's biblical times that we're living in. So yeah, maybe that's a reason why they're announcing this stuff right now. Just get that under the radar. Just, yeah, go ahead, put it out there, because no one's paying attention because of the coronavirus and everything. But, you know, people are paying attention, hopefully, to this. But for those of you who are not UFO enthusiasts, or even those of you who are, but don't have time to go looking at different Twitter pages and reading different articles and linking up everything, that's my job, to put it together, take all the ingredients, put them on the kitchen counter, and make a wonderfully constructed, beautiful burrito of it all for you to consume and have an idea of not only what was said yesterday, but what led up to that, what's been leading up to that, and what we can expect going forward. And then, because there is stuff to be expected going forward, which is also very exciting. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Bob Lazar, because Bob Lazar, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many others, was, as of yesterday, finally pronounced not guilty. So we will get into that in just a moment. But let me start off by saying that for anyone who doubts this story about what I'm about to tell you about UFOs and what was said yesterday, saying that it's fake news, because basically it was said from the government that we are in possession of retrievals of off-world vehicles that were not made on this earth. Many people think that's fake news. Let me be very clear as my last name, to tell you that it is not fake news. It is absolutely fucking real. Now, it was broken by the New York Times. And some people might say, well, New York Times, failing New York Times, fake news. No, no, no. Fox News picked it up too. As a matter of fact, I checked YouTube last night, searched Tucker Carlson UFOs to see if he reported on it, because he loves the UFOs. And of course he did. Jumped right all over it. So whatever your political persuasion is, it will not provide you with an escape pod to get away from this. You have to deal with it. Now, you don't have to deal with it, but you have to accept it. The elefante is in the room, and that elefante is retrieved material that was not made on this earth. As a matter of fact, not material, but vehicles. So let me get into the actual quote. All right, so the story broken by the New York Times. Now, there had been rumors that the New York Times was working on something big, been talked about for a few weeks in the murmurs in the UFO community. And boy, were they right. Boy, were they right. Because the bombshell dropped yesterday. The headline was, no longer in shadows. Pentagon's UFO unit will make some findings public. Now, their UFO program, the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force, has been going on for 10 years. It's a lot of that's been leaked out over the years with the Navy pilot sightings and the videos and the Pentagon finally admitting that they were true. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But first, I want to get to the meat of what this article says. This is the bombshell part of it. So I'm going to skip down to the middle. I don't really know why they put this in the middle. This, to me, should be line one. You know, this is sort of like burying the lead, which you don't do in news. But nevertheless, this is how it was written. Now, there was a gentleman named Eric Davis. He's an astrophysicist who worked as a subcontractor and a consultant for the Pentagon UFO program. And he's been doing that for 13 years. He has been part of examining materials, and he has come to the conclusion on many occasions that they are things that we could not make ourselves. Now, in this article, it says, and I quote, I'm going to read a few paragraphs to you. Mr. Davis, who now works for Aerospace Corporation, a defense contractor, said he gave a classified briefing to a Defense Department agency as recently as March about retrievals from, and I quote, off-world vehicles not made on this earth. Retrievals from off-world vehicles not made on this earth. Continuing on, Mr. Davis said he also gave classified briefings on retrievals of unexplained objects to staff members of the Senate Armed Services Committee on October 21st, 2019, and to staff members of the Senate Intelligence Committee 2 days later. Committee staff members did not respond to requests for comments on the issue. So this is four meetings with the top of the top levels of government that this dude has had. So obviously he is not some quack. He is not just some guy making claims. This is someone that has been doing research that a defense subcontractor that these people trust. And he has said that we have retrieved off-world vehicles not made on this earth. Classified briefings. Once again, the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the Defense Department. These are the people that he's talking to over the course of over a year, and these are the people that are listening to him. It is no small thing. It is no small thing. It is not just some side comment. Now, obviously, it is not Donald Trump walking onto the White House lawn with a couple of gray aliens saying, hey, here we go, you know, this is here it is. It's all out there. But in a way, it is all out there because this is confirmation of things that people have been saying for decades. Now, there's no comment by this guy as to how long we've had this stuff, how much we know about it, where we got it, all that stuff. He's just saying that we have retrievals from off-world vehicles not made on this earth, that we are in possession of them. Now, I want to go to the line where it said that committee staff members did not respond to requests for comment, because I just want to compare this to Roswell for a second. Roswell, as we know, the first day, the Army calls the news and says, hey, we got this flying disc. And then the Army, you know, now the Army is in possession of a flying disc. Next day, Army calls back, says, hey, you know what? Sorry. We're in possession of a weather balloon. Army is not in possession of a flying disc. Army is in possession of a weather balloon. And so on goes that story. No denial from anyone in the 24 hours that have passed since this comment was made. And I guarantee you, there's not going to be any, because it already would have happened. They would have jumped on this immediately. There's no denial coming, because they can't. There's so much that has been leading up to this, and let's talk about that right now. And a lot of it has to do with the New York Times. So you can, you know, look, you can say what you want about the New York Times and their op-ed pieces and their opinion pieces and what they say about politics and blah 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 blah. But there are hard news reporters that work at the New York Times that report hard news, and things like this are hard news that have been vetted and are can be taken as factual, and again, are picked up by every other news outlet in the fucking world. The New York Times was the first to report about the UFO Navy sightings, the Tic Tac UFO, which is the most famous. That was in 2004. In San Diego, that was a UFO that went from 60,000 feet to 0 feet above the ocean in less than a second, as far as what radar could determine. It could have been faster than that. And that was seen by David Fravor. I believe he was a captain at the time. He may be a commander now. I don't want to lower his rank, but Mr. Fravor saw this thing and he saw it mirror his own behavior, his own flying, clearly showing intelligence. Then we had the gimbal UFO video. We had the Go Fast UFO video. I believe it's the gimbal, which, if you see it, looks exactly like it is a flying saucer. It looks exactly like your classic flying saucer. It looks exactly like what Bob Lazar described in 1989. It also even moves the way Bob Lazar described the movement of these craft. It flies sort of like a disc, and then it turns, and it flies forward, which is what Bob Lazar described. Now, these Navy videos were released by Tom DeLonge and some people, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 and some people, and obviously all over the internet, proof of UFOs, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone's talking about them. Reports on, again, you know, Tucker Carlson every 5 minutes having one of those people on. And then finally, just within the last year, the Pentagon finally admitted, they said, yes, those are real. We already fucking knew they were real, but they finally announced it and said, yes, those are real. Then just 2 months ago, the Navy said that releasing any more information about these things would cause exceptionally grave danger to national security. Exceptionally grave danger. And now, 2 months after that, we have this guy, Davis, who has had four meetings with, again, the Defense Department, the Armed Services Committee, and the Senate Intelligence Committee, saying we have off-world vehicles not made on this earth. He also talks about other metamaterials that we have that were not made on this earth. And he didn't say not made on this earth about the metamaterials. He did say, though, that we could not make these. Metamaterials being, from my very limited understanding, ladies and gentlemen, materials that do not occur naturally. So this is shit that he is saying we could not make ourselves. Marco Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio, said that he's been one of the people, him and Harry Reid. So once again, your political spectrum cannot get you out of this, because Harry Reid, hardcore Democrat, Marco Rubio, hardcore Republican, in a very rare showing of bipartisanship, both agree that we need more information about these UAPs, these UFOs. And Marco Rubio actually said that he hopes that this shit comes from space, because if it comes from Russia or if it comes from China, then we're in deep shit, because this is so beyond the technology that we have that he literally would rather it be aliens flying this shit around and crashing it, or having it being uncovered in an archaeological dig or whatever, than have it be, you know, one of our potential enemies coming up with weaponry that we have no ability to defend ourselves against. Harry Reid actually said that, quote from this New York Times article, more should be made public to clarify what is known and what is not. And he said, quote, it is extremely important that information about the discovery of physical materials or retrieved craft come out. Physical materials or retrieved craft. And this is a guy who used to be the Senate majority leader. Like him or not, it doesn't matter. He's talking about retrieved craft. I don't know what else it's going to take. I certainly know what I hope it's going to take to make this completely accepted by everyone, and no, you know, fake news or it's just some guy saying something, whatever. We are further than we have ever been in this entire discussion. I started talking about aliens on this show in 2015 because it wasn't really a popular subject, and I thought, I love alien stories, I love UFOs, so I, you know, in this podcast, I'm going to tell stories about Roswell and all this stuff like that, because it's fun, and, you know, it's just not really a popular subject anymore. How would I have ever known that 5 years into this podcast, I would be reporting that high-level government committees, that a guy within that has said that we have vehicles that were not made on Earth, that we have retrieved vehicles. Vehicles, ladies and gentlemen, not pieces. Fucking vehicles. Is it Roswell? Is it something that just one of these gimbal tic-tac UFOs that fucking crashed within the last few years that we now have? We don't know that, but here's the thing. And here's what's so fucking exciting about this. The Pentagon program, this unidentified aerial phenomenon task force thing, which I believe, I'm like 90% sure from everything I've read, has changed its name and, you know, for budget reasons and stuff like that over the years. But as most people who think about UFOs know, we never stopped investigating them over the decades. Project Blue Book was the bullshit that came out decades ago that was supposed to investigate UFOs. Its real purpose was just to debunk everything and say that things were lights in the sky or Midsummer Madness, whatever that is. It's a thing that they actually said. You know, some sort of mass hallucinations, all those types of things. That's what Project Blue Book's job really was. And eventually they just shut it down. And according to them, that was it. We're not investigating UFOs anymore. There's nothing to be found. We're not finding anything. This is Midsummer Madness all the time. Weather balloons. Just weather balloons and Midsummer Madness, and that's it. As anyone who thinks about UFOs knows, that was not the end of it. It just shifted into something else. And that something else, for the last 10 years, and it, you know, from what they're saying prior to that even, under different names and different guises, has been actively seeking aerial phenomenon that may not be explainable by our own technology. And they have now found it. And according to someone who is advising every high-level fucking form of government, we have retrieved. It's also been revealed in this new information that's come out that these programs rest under the umbrella of the Office of Naval Intelligence, which is something that Bob Lazar said back in the day. He said the Office of Naval Intelligence was in charge of this shit. And it made me, first of all, it's another thing. We're going to get into Bob Lazar and all the shit he said that has turned out to be true and things he has said that have never been disproven. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But it reminded me of there's a scene in the movie JFK where Kevin Costner and a couple of guys are walking around, and I don't remember the exact quote, but Kevin Costner basically like looks at the, you know, points out that there's the CIA, there's the FBI, and there's where fucking everything is. And that's the Office of Naval Intelligence, because that's what Lee Harvey Oswald had trained with or whatever. But like that was the big fucking thing, the Office of Naval Intelligence. And so, of course, here they are again, and they are in charge of this UFO program, this unidentified aerial phenomenon. Now, this program is actually not classified anymore, although is essentially classified because we can't get information through Freedom of Information Act requests and things like that. When we try to, I don't have any fucking thing to do with it, but when people try to, then they get answers like we got 2 months ago, which is, well, we can't release that because it would cause exceptionally grave danger to national security. However, and here's where the very exciting part comes in. This department has said that they are going to release information every 180 days. I don't know what 180, what is that? I'm not good at math. What is that, like every other week? 180 days? Or I guess it's like 6 months, right? So the article says, Pentagon officials will not discuss the program, which is not classified, but deals with classified matters. Yet it appeared last month in a Senate committee report outlining spending on the nation's intelligence agencies for the coming year. The report said the program was to quote-unquote standardize collection and reporting on sightings of unexplained aerial vehicles, and was to report at least some of its findings to the public within 180 days after passage of the Intelligence Authorization Act. Going to another part of the article now, in 2017, it says, the New York Times, and this is still the New York Times article because this is where all the info came from, in 2017, the New York Times disclosed the existence of a predecessor unit called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Defense Department officials said at the time that the unit and its $22 million in funding had lapsed after 2012. People working on the program, however, said it was still in operation in 2017 and beyond, statements later confirmed by the Defense Department. So it came out and said that it had lapsed, and then the people that were working on it said, no, it's still going, you know, full effect. And the Defense Department said, yes, it is. The Defense Department is really, like, they've really softened over the years. It's like just admitting stuff now. Yeah, they'll lie about it, but then when you say, oh, wait a second, I think your pants are on fire, and they'll say, yes, we are, we're lying, sorry. It's, like, again, if you look at Roswell, over the course of 70 years, they just kept changing their story and moving the line, depending on what people were accusing them of lying about. No, you're lying about this. Well, actually, no, we're not, because it's actually this. Whereas today, it's just like, wait a second, your guys are saying that you said it ended in 2012, but it's 2017, and that they say it's still in full operation. Yeah, it is. So going back to the article, the program was begun in 2007 under the Defense Intelligence Agency and was then placed within the office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, which remains responsible for its oversight. But its coordination with the intelligence community will be carried out by the Office of Naval Intelligence, as described in the Senate budget bill. The program never lapsed in those years, but little was disclosed about the post-2017 operations. So the post-2017 operations is after the videos had come out, and after all the information had come out, and after David Fravor had told his story, and you know, fucking people running around on Joe Rogan's podcast and stuff like that. Which, by the way, I don't listen to that podcast all the time, but when there's somebody on that I want to hear, I definitely do. And just days before all this happened, he had George Knapp, the reporter who broke the Bob Lazar story, and, of course, Jeremy Corbell, who always sits in when he has a UFO guy on. Jeremy Corbell, who, you know, people make fun of that guy because he's so animated and he's so, like, in your face about, no, listen, though, listen to this. There's a document. There is a document that says there are UFOs. You know, he's like that, and then he's kind of got like this Gen X hipster look and stuff. I'm cool with all of it. I think the guy's doing the Lord's work. I think he has filled a void that was left by, you know, Stanton Friedman passing on. Even though Stanton Friedman like hated Bob Lazar and stuff, he was a prominent UFO investigator. And then there were guys like Kevin Randall and Don Schmidt and Timothy Good and people that you may not know their names, but they were doing good work in the UFO investigation world. And they have either retired or just given up, or in Stanton Friedman's case, you know, bless his soul, he passed away recently. So Jeremy Corbell has come in and sort of filled that void. And it's almost like he's like filling all of it because he's so everywhere about everything. I was going to say ubiquitous, but I don't want to. So he's everywhere. I said it anyway, but I didn't say it in a real sentence, so it doesn't count. Jeremy Corbell's everywhere about this stuff, and he's on top of it all. And he's making films. He even made the fucking Wheezing Guy movie. If you've listened to any of our other podcasts, you can hear the Wheezing Guy, ex-CIA agent who knows everything about aliens. And actually, just to talk about Wheezing Guy, for those of you who are familiar, some of this story you would think actually confirms what he said, but some of it also doesn't. Like he said, I know this is sort of sidetracking, but the Wheezing Guy said that after Project Blue Book, they stopped investigating UFOs, which was the official story. But it's clear that that's not the case. So it makes one entertain the idea that maybe he was just repeating shit that he'd heard. I don't know. Whatever. Well, let's stay out of that guy. We've had enough of him for a while. And this news is even bigger. So Jeremy Corbell tweeted, and this, I loved this. He tweeted a picture of a text from Bob Lazar that just said, this is from yesterday, a text from Bob Lazar to him that said, "I never thought this day would come." Bob Lazar texting Jeremy Corbell saying, "I never thought this day would come." If you're not familiar with Bob Lazar, if you need a quick refresher, he was the first person to illuminate us about Area 51, about the fact that there were flying saucers there, that they were working on back engineering them with their anti-gravity technology. And here are a few things that Bob Lazar has said at the time that have proven to be true. One thing was a small thing that was revealed in a documentary about him, which if you haven't seen, you should watch. It's called Bob Lazar, Area 51 and Flying Saucers, and it's made by Jeremy Corbell. He described at the time in 89, he described these hand scanners that they used to use to get into the rooms in S4, which was the part of sort of annex of Area 51 where they worked on the UFOs. And eventually Jeremy Corbell tracked down pictures of these things that had been used years and years later by other companies who were, you know, working on secret stuff. So those were dismissed as scientific sci-fi bullshit at the time, and then they were proven to be real. Element 115, which Bob Lazar described in detail, was the element that was used to create this anti-gravity stuff that the UFOs ran on. Eventually, not long ago, scientists were able to briefly synthesize some of this shit, and it is now on the periodic table, element 115. Bob Lazar said that all of this was under the authority of the Office of Naval Intelligence. True. And he also, his descriptions of what the UFOs look like are very clear on some of these Navy UFO videos. And some of them, you know, they're very fuzzy or they go so fast that you can't really see. But there's a couple of them where you look at it and you're like, it's a fucking flying saucer. It's exactly what he described. And there was an article that came out yesterday, along with everything else, from the Toronto Star that is a reputable publication. And the title was, "Evidence Suggests that UFO Whistleblower Bob Lazar Was Telling the Truth All Along." And it's written by a guy. It's a good article if you want to look it up. Toronto Star. The guy is not like some UFO person. He's not. He wasn't like all into Bob Lazar over the years. But you know, he saw the documentary about him, and after this news came out yesterday, he wrote an article that has a line. My favorite sentence that says, two sentences that say, "I remember thinking Bob must be smoking crack out of a Bunsen burner, but here's the thing." 30 years later, nothing Lazar said has been disproven. Nothing. It goes on to say, let me see here, lost my place. It goes on to say, "Oh, I know the skeptics want to discredit him based on flimsy allegations he falsified his education or previous employment with the Los Alamos National Laboratory, but did he? George Knapp visited that lab with Lazar many moons ago, and they were granted access without showing credentials. Security recognized Lazar, who gave Knapp a guided tour while waving to former colleagues who waved back. I can tell you right now, if I wander into the Globe and Mail newsroom and start waving at people, I'm going to get tackled and escorted out by security. You can't fake working at a place. So if Lazar really worked at Los Alamos, which officially has no record of him, why should we question his Area 51 claims? There is also no record of Lazar's birth. Does that mean he doesn't exist? I'd go several steps further and ask, why should we doubt anything Lazar says about UFOs? In a video authenticated by the Navy this year, a spacecraft is rotating and flying belly up, exactly as Lazar described in the 80s, like I was talking about earlier. It's eerie. When he first talked about element 115 as a possible power source of anti-gravitational propulsion, it didn't exist on the periodic table. Now it does. Is that not a strange coincidence? What about his sketches that could now be blueprints for UFOs? As far as I can tell, Bob Lazar has been vindicated at every turn. And you know what? The world owes him an apology. You are goddamn right. The guy's name is Vinay Menon from the Toronto Star. And God bless him for writing this, because the world does owe Bob Lazar an apology. Piece by piece, this shit has been coming out, especially over the last few years, suggesting that everything he said was true. And now we have someone who has been briefing every fucking major level of government intelligence, saying, yeah, we are in possession of retrieved vehicles that were not made on this earth. And this task force that the government has going now, this Office of Naval Intelligence Task Force on Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, is going to be releasing information every 180 days, which means every 2 weeks. I don't know why I think that's funny. It's like every 6 months, right? 30, 30, 30. That's, yeah, I don't know. Fucking, I don't know. And that's 90. So no, 180 days is like twice a year. You figure it out. I don't know. It'll come when it comes, okay? I'll be here to tell you. And the point being, there's more to come. And for them to say earlier, a couple months ago, that it would cause exceptionally grave danger to national security, if they were referring to what they're saying now, which is that it was not made on this earth, that is much less of a threat. Much like Marco Rubio said, it's much less of a threat if it's fucking aliens, gray aliens flying around in their UFOs, than if it's China or Russia or North Korea or whatever coming up with technology where some ship can descend 60,000 feet in less than 1 second, because we certainly couldn't handle that. And that would be a grave danger to national security. But alien ships that we've recovered, maybe a threat if they're like Independence Day and they just want to blow us up. And I don't, what were the Independence Day aliens after? Our core? I don't know. If they're after the core of our planet or whatever, some shit, then yeah, that's a danger to the world's security. And if they want to do that, they're going to do that, clearly, by the technology they have. So let's just put that aside and assume that they're not after our core, because if they were, they already would have taken it. But we have retrieved, he doesn't say whole craft, he doesn't say pieces of. There's, again, no distinction made on exactly what we have or when we got it or where we got it. But he does also say that the metamaterials are in our possession. And when George Knapp was on Joe Rogan, he actually had documents about this that he showed Joe Rogan. And it kind of freaked him out. Rogan was like, should I even be having these things? Should I be looking at this? Is this legal? And George Knapp was like, yeah, I'm going to report on it. It's just I got to hold off. And Knapp said the New York Times is working on a big story. And he also said, and there's lots more to come. There's a lot bubbling up under the surface. So I think it's a very exciting time, because I think we are going to get more information about this. And to me, just this is an admission of something that UFO enthusiasts have thought was true for decades. And here it is. We're in possession of vehicles that were not made on this earth. That was just said yesterday. And not by some kook, by someone coming right out of government briefings. And then you got senators, and you got former Senate majority leaders all talking about the possibility of it. And look, even Donald Trump, what was it, like 2 weeks ago, that he told his son or something that he's learned more about Roswell? What a time. What a time that this is all happening. And there is definitely more to come. Every 180 days, I don't know if we'll just get boring information, or we'll get stuff like them saying it'd be a threat to national security to release this, or weather balloon. But we'll be getting more information. And as Bob Lazar said, I never thought this day would come. I can barely contain my excitement about it. I mean, I was jumping around all over the place, literally and figuratively, last night. I mean, I was jumping around the internet and Twitter and Instagram, and I was kind of just jumping around, texting people and saying, my God, look at this. Can you believe this? And posting it on Facebook and Instagram and everything, because it's insane. All right, so let me summarize what we know and finish off the burrito, because there's so much, you know, information that has been puzzled, pieced together over the last couple of years. Like I said, we had initially the Navy videos that were leaked, three different UFOs. We had David Fravor talking about, and again, David Fravor, highly respected aviator, pilot, soldier, military man, not just some guy, you know, that flew a plane or was in the military for 5 minutes. This is the cream of the crop, this guy. And there were others that said, yeah, we've seen these things too. As a matter of fact, they're not uncommon. They show up a lot. So these people, they're trained to combat enemies in the air. They are the best of the best. They are the top guns of pilots, military pilots. So they see these UFOs, they report on them. Then we get the leaked Navy UFOs. Then, finally, the Pentagon admits that, yes, these are official. We know they've been floating around forever, and we know that you already know that they're official, but yes, they are, in fact. Well, can you tell us more? No, because it would cause exceptionally grave danger to the welfare of the United States and national security. 2 months later, we are in possession of vehicles that are not of this earth, as well as other materials that are likely not of this earth, or if they are, we have no idea how they were made, and we cannot make them ourselves. This material, we cannot make it. And that is where we stand. And then we have Bob Lazar saying, I never thought this day would come. So are there aliens that are coming out of the White House lawn, coming out to the White House lawn to announce their presence and say why they're here? You know, we're going to save you from coronavirus, or we gave you coronavirus, or we, you know, we don't care about that. We just want your planet core, whatever. That's not happened yet. And if that's expected, that's not going to happen. What is going to happen is what alien enthusiasts and UFO investigators and people who are serious about what they do when it comes to UFOs have always said. They've always said disclosure will come in pieces, or, you know, it's already out, and it's just for us to sort of sift through the bullshit and figure out what's real, which has been true. Everything Bob Lazar said so far, nothing's been disproven. It was all out there. All of these things were already out there. But they were never confirmed. They were always denied. No, we don't have UFO programs. No, this stuff is not UFOs. Bob Lazar is a maniac. He didn't go to school. He doesn't have a birth certificate. He doesn't even exist. They didn't even admit that Area 51 existed until decades after the whole Bob Lazar thing. And George Knapp himself confirmed before it was like known that it was going to be this big thing, he confirmed the existence of S4. S4 exists. There's even Google satellite images now that you can look at that show like what Bob Lazar described as like hangars. My computer just did some fucking bullshit. I apologize on its behalf, which I shouldn't have to do, but I do. George Knapp called and they confirmed S4. Before, you know, it became a thing. And then he called later and they're like, no, we don't have any S4. But again, the Google satellite images will show you what Bob Lazar described as hangars inside mountains. Because of the resolution of the satellites now that can take these pictures, you can see all of Area 51, clear as day. I've said before, there's a fucking softball field on it for, like, you know, the guys for recreation. But you can see it. There's a baseball field at Area 51. But S4 is not Area 51. It's up, I think, north of it. But if you look at these images, I don't know for sure that it's S4. I don't know for sure if it's the exact thing Bob Lazar was talking about. But it is some version of what he was talking about. You can see it. There's fucking things in the mountain where you could put spaceships in. And you could drive cars in and out of it. And you could put personnel in and out of this mountain. It's a borderline James Bond villain place. So it's all been out there. And now we are finally getting the big answer, which is we are in possession of vehicles that are not of this earth. I'm sorry I've said it so much, but I could say it 100 more times and not get sick of it. Because it is, if you think about it, people have said, well, if we were really actually able to discover that there were aliens from other planets and they were visiting this Earth, that would be the biggest discovery in the history of humanity. Well, fucking here, what do you want? I know people want the big press conference, like in Independence Day, where he says the question of whether we're alone in the universe has now been answered. Don't know that we're going to get that. And honestly, do we fucking need that? Isn't it enough just to find out that it's true? Whether it comes from the mouth of a president or if it just comes from slowly leaked, not even leaked, but just slow announcements that come every 180 days or so or every couple of months, because the admission by the Pentagon that the UFO videos were real was not 180 days ago, even though I can't count 180 days. I know that it was more recent than 180 days. The thing about the grave national security threat was not 180 days. And now this. So who knows when we're getting the next thing? But the point is, and what's so exciting, is that there is going to be a next thing. And there will be next things after that. And they are already in the game, right? They can't fold now. It's too late. They've already made all of these announcements. They've admitted all this stuff. The budgets are out there. The fucking program is not even classified anymore. They're in the game. And they're going to have to show their cards, all of their cards, at some point soon. And they've already shown enough that we basically have an idea of what their fucking hand is. And their hand is that we have goddamn craft. Will we get to see it? Will we get to find out exactly where it came from and when and how we got it? And most importantly, who pilots it? Because that will be the day that I will freak the fuck out, is if we see an actual alien. But craft coming to this Earth that is not of this Earth confirms aliens. Like, maybe they're not piloting them. I'm getting into all kinds of speculation now. But the fact of the matter is, we have them. And to say that we have UFO technology is no longer a crazy man's statement. It is no longer a crazy woman's statement. It is no longer for the fringe websites that still look like they were made by GeoCities in 1996. It is a real thing that comes from highest levels of government. We are in possession of craft that is not of this earth. More to come, ladies and gentlemen, and as soon as we get more information, I will podcast about it. I know that this podcast was sort of stitched together, and it was jumping around a lot, but I hope that I have given you the picture that needed to be painted for your ability to understand of everything that's going on without having to, again, run around reading different articles. I hope that you've gotten that from this. And I look forward to talking to you more about it in 180 days or 2 weeks or whenever the fuck it is the next time that they talk about some stuff like this. I'm sure that this has only spurred far more investigation into this stuff. It's not like, you know, people are just going to let it sit. Reporters are out there now looking for more information. And again, apparently New York Times or whomever still has stuff they're working on. So there is definitely more to come. And we will enjoy it together. We will talk about it together. More to come with UFOs and aliens and off-world craft, and more to come with this show talking not about aliens and off-world craft. Next episode, number 50, where I will re-rate Elton John's albums from worst to first. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, we are not alone. We are not alone, even with our fucking coronavirus and our protests and our divided nation like never before. At least we know that we have friends in the galaxy. Hopefully friends. We'll see. More will be revealed. Cue the hot chick.
Pop Talk and Aliens, the William Clear Podcast.